As always, we are grateful for this day. We are honored to be able to come together another Friday to hear a word of inspiration, to pray to God, to magnify Him, and to receive whatever He wants us to receive. We're going to go ahead and have a word of prayer over the word. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We honor you for your goodness, for your mercies that we have seen today. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for allowing us, oh God, to have life, health, and strength. God, we don't want to ever take that for granted. And God, even as I share today's word of inspiration, I pray that you will use me as I surrender myself to you. God, speak through me. And as you speak through me, open up the ears of those who will hear this message. Not only open their ears, but God, open up their hearts to receive and to understand what you are saying. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue our series entitled Love Never Fails. We've been talking about this particular series, and we've been in this series for the past few weeks. I had planned on ending the series today, but I need to continue it next week. Next week is my plan. I'll just say my plan to end this series next week. The following week, we'll begin our series, Forgiveness. But again, this particular series is entitled Love Never Fails. God has called us to love. Look at John, the 15th chapter, verse 12. Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you." And Jesus calls on all of us to engage in loving others just like he has loved us. And this is one of the Bible verses that makes it clear that love is the blueprint to follow our own lives. We're to love our neighbors, love strangers. We're to even love our enemies, and there's no getting out of it. But there is a call to love. The call to love, if we're honest, can be difficult sometimes, but it's also a reminder of God loves us, how he loved completely, how he loves us relentlessly, and expectation or return. Now that's love there. A lot of times we give love and it seems like people expect some return, but God doesn't. However, oftentimes when we talk about love, we often focus on loving others, and we focused on that for the past couple of weeks. Today, I want to remind you to never forget to love yourself. Never forget to love yourself. Loving ourselves is not being selfish or arrogant. Loving ourselves is in the Word of God. And sometimes, if we're honest, it can be challenging to love ourselves. But God's Word can help us. And after all, how can we love God's people if we first don't love ourselves? Let me explain that. Let's look at Mark, the 12th chapter. Mark, the 12th chapter, and we're going to look at 31, 30 and 31. There's Mark 12, verses 30 and 31, and it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul and with all your mind, with all your strength. The second this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Again, that is Mark, the 12th chapter, verses 30 and 31. Jesus makes it very clear in the Bible, it's essential to love God and to love others. What I love about this Bible verse is that it talks about self-love, and it even says that the two greatest commandments is that love others and that we love ourselves. So it's not loving others, but we've got to love ourselves. We know how to love ourselves first. But how do we love ourselves? How do we I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. How we love ourselves affects how we love others. Let me rewind. How we love ourselves affects how we love others. When we judge ourselves unworthy because of our or because of things we have not accomplished or situations we could not change or make better. What happens? We miss out on the treasures God has in store for us. And not only that, but we open ourselves up to listen to these lies. What kind of lies do we listen to? You're not good enough. You're undisciplined. You're not holy. You call yourself Christian and you still can't get it together. This is when you have them bold and tell the enemy you are a liar and the father of lies. And I want to encourage everyone on today to make sure to love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is equally important. Love your neighbors as yourself. But there is a catch to loving others. You need to know how to love yourself first. So it's not about how you see yourself, but it's how God sees you. It's about how God sees. How does God see you? God sees you as his child. God loves you. You may not dot every I and you may not dot, cross every T and you may not, but you still need to know that you are worthy. You are worthy of your own love and you're worthy for God's love. Love yourself and stay out of your own way because some of the worst enemy is who? It's you. We miss out on a lot of blessings. We feel that we're unworthy. We miss out. But I want to say to you on today, it's not about how you see yourself. Self-esteem is not the goal. God esteem is. Let me say, self-esteem is not the goal. God esteem is. It's not about what you think about you, but what God thinks of you. How does God see you? Tells us in the scripture that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's how he sees you. He doesn't, it does not matter what you have done or what has been done to you. Jesus sees you as a wonderful masterpiece. And all you come from the bloodline of royalty. We all come through the bloodline of royalty. And as I share this, I'm reminded of a story I remember hearing some years ago. And it was basically talking about how the breeding of horses, and there's this particular horse that's supposed to be like a top-notch horse, and what they would do, they charge people $5,000 so that their horse can breed with that particular stud. Now, imagine spending $500,000 or close to it to get a horse pregnant. When it is time for the horse to give birth, at first glance, when you get for when you look to see how much money you spend, you're like, a whole lot of money. But then when you start seeing that that horse coming from the mother's canal and you see it being, all you see is what? Blood and it looks nasty and it's is these are knobby. You don't see any worth in that particular horse. But even though that baby horse is small and unsure and frail and they all hover over it with pride. And they would tell you with the utmost confidence that even though this horse or this colt had never run a race or had a jockey mount its back, every single dollar was worth it. That $500,000, that $300,000 that they paid to stud impregnate their horse, it was worth it. Why? Because the horse comes from line of winners. Its value is not based on its current accomplishments or even awards, but it is deemed worthy because of the many titles it has earned. It is living and a breathing royalty. I want to say this to you. Our bloodline is Jesus Christ. We have winner's blood pumping through our veins. You have you may have failed, you have messed up, you may have been on the sideline, you may have been crushed by life, you may not be where God wants you to be, but you are destined for the circle. You are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the of your testimony. And if you are not there yet, I want to encourage you to hold on. God wants to make you over. I want to encourage everyone on today to remind you to love yourself. No, you're not perfect. No, you're not everything that you want to be. But guess what? God loves you. God sees you. He sees how important you are. Love yourself. It's not about how you see yourself, but it's about how God sees you. How does God see you? He sees you as his child. He sees you as his love child. And so I want to encourage you on today to love yourself. Even when you mess up, love yourself. Even when you think that you are not lovable, love yourself. And know that somebody else loves you. God loves you. I love you. You have co-workers that love you. You have husbands and wives that love you. But know that you are loved. So this is the word of inspiration on today. I pray that it has inspired you. I want to remind you that God wants to do a new thing in you. He wants to give you a new beginning. He wants you to look at things differently and know that you are worthy of love. So it's not just about us loving others, but make sure that you love yourself. This is the word of inspiration on today. Now let us go into prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you. And we thank you for loving us. We thank you for loving us so much that you gave your only begotten Son. Thank you for loving us too, so much that you remind us, oh God, that we need to love ourselves. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that if there's anything, God, that we have done or said that was not pleasing before you, before we ask for anything, God, and before we put any petition before you, we ask, God, that you forgive us so that our prayer and our praise to you will be accepted by you. God, we want our prayer and our praise, oh God, especially our praise to you, to be a sweet-smelling savior before you. Father, we pray that you will use us and that you will bless us. Now, God, I pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless everyone who was on this line. God, I come to you seeking acceptance and love. Help us to see ourselves as you see us, oh God, as your beautiful and unique creation, worthy of love and respect. And when we compare ourselves to others and feel inadequate, God, I pray that you remind each and every one of us, God, that our identity isn't caught up in theirs, oh God, that you see us as we really are, fearfully and wonderfully made, God. Thank you for your unconditional love towards us. Help us to see ourselves through your eyes, oh God, not with our cloudy eyes, but help us to see ourselves with your eyes as a beloved child who was worthy of love and respect, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, and I ask, oh God, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit and help us to love ourselves as you love us, and may we let go of any negative self-talk. May we let go of self-doubt or self-hatred or insecurities, and instead embrace the person you created us to be, oh God. Embrace who you created us to be, God. Your word says over in Psalms 139, for you are created in the inmost being, and you knit me all together in my mother's womb. And your word says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, God. Remind us, oh God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, oh God, that you made us in our mother's womb. And when you were creating us in our mother's womb, oh God, that you made us fearfully and that we are wonderfully made and your works are wonderful. And I know that full well, God, that's your word, God. God, your word goes on and says that our frame was not hidden from you when we were made in secret place, when we was woven together in the depths of the earth. So Father, remind everyone who was on this line of who they are and that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Father, this is my prayer on today, God. And God, I also pray, God, for healing. Healing for anyone who was not loving themselves because of past hurts, oh God, or because of trauma that have caused anyone to view themselves in a negative light. Father, I pray and I call on you, Jehovah Rapha, the one that heals, God, just not physical healing, but emotional healing, God. I call on you, Jehovah Rapha, to touch and to heal and to deliver. I pray that you will help all of us to forgive ourselves and to forgive others, God, and to move forward in love and compassion, not just towards others, but even towards ourselves, oh God, to move forward in loving ourselves, God. I pray that you give us all strength to set healthy boundaries, to take care of ourselves, oh God, emotionally, to take care of ourselves physically, God, and spiritually, and to practice self-care, God, without guilt, God. This is what I believe you desire for us to do, oh God. Now, Father, we thank you. We thank you because your love is never ending and you are always giving to us, oh God. And we say thank you. You're always showing us your love and your compassion. Now, Father, I ask that you will guide us towards a complete acceptance where we will cherish every facet of ourselves, including, oh God, the imperfections that we say we see. But God, we know that you created us, and because you don't create anything that's imperfect, Father, we thank you that we are perfect beings by you, oh God, because you created us. Help us to express gratitude, oh God, of your boundless love, which inspires us to love, oh God, ourselves unconditionally. God, help us to love ourselves that we can then love others. This is my prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you right now. I thank you for this time of word of inspiration. I thank you for this time of intercessory prayer. I thank you, oh God, for we have been doing this for 4 years. Thank you, oh God, for how we continue to seek you, oh God, how we continue to put you first, how we continue to want to grow in your word and grow in your love and grow in your grace. Help us all, oh God, to learn, oh God, how to love ourselves and to love others. Help us to grow in your word. Father, I thank you for Pierce. Continue to bless them. Continue to provide for them. Continue, oh God, to open doors, oh God. Continue to make ways, oh God, out of no way. Father, we thank you for the hearts, oh God, of the owners. We thank you for their passion, for their sincere heart, God, and how they put God first. God, because of that, God, many of us who are working here, God, feels truly blessed, and we are blessed because we recognize the importance that God is first, God. So, Father, we say thank you. Continue, oh God, to touch their bodies and touch their minds, oh God. Give them what they need to know, oh God, to make this company even a better company, oh Father. We pray that you will lead them and guide them. I pray for every employee at Pierce Insurance. I pray for each and one of us, oh God. Touch our bodies, touch our minds, oh God. Help us to be successful in all that we do, oh God, for Pierce Insurance. Help us to keep our focus, oh God, on you and focus on the things that we need to focus on. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We thank you, God, for the favor. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for decisions that are being made right now. God, we thank you for the yes. We thank you for the yes. We thank you for the yes. God, I believe doors are swinging open because of the yes. And Father, we say thank you. Now, Father, this is our prayer that we pray. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.